Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jared Greenberg is going to hang out with us and talk some hoops. And by the way, bonus for your week. I'm super pumped. It's my favorite way to consume NBA games. NBA Crunch Time is on four times this week. Watch the NBA's only whip-around show exclusively on the NBA app. It's awesome if you haven't seen it. Starts tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock, those of us out here on the better coast. Just kidding, kind of. It's on tonight, as I said, Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. And you can join Jared as he takes to the biggest moments from every single game as they happen live. NBA Crunch Time is free to watch. It's commercial free. It's on the NBA app. You should 100% do what I'm going to do. Sit down, get comfortable, and let Jared take you through the night's action. Good morning, Mr. Greenberg.
Wow, that was I might have to change my pants. That was such a good read.
I got you, buddy. When you bring that kind of, you know what, if it was like, you know, whatever. Yeah, Jared's going to be on a show in 3 weeks. I probably wouldn't have the same enthusiasm, but I love Crunch Time, dude. I love it. Let me ask you, let's start here. Let's start with the Warriors because I'm in a debate on my other show with a bunch of people that are on there about whether the Warriors are a lock to make the play-in, whether their season's over regardless, how seriously to take Houston. The Rockets have closed the gap to one game on this winning streak, just one game behind the Warriors to that 10th spot, that final play-in spot. They don't have the tiebreaker. But obviously no one saw Golden State in this spot. What is wrong with the Warriors, Jared Greenberg?
It's just I don't get why they can't find consistency over long stretches. This is kind of the mistake we make with teams at the bottom of the standings every year at this time. When we're questioning bad losses or really good wins, it's that's what teams do who are flirting around the 500 mark, right? Like they just mystify you with why they can't find consistency. The only thing they're consistent about is their inconsistency. But I think Golden State's got the opportunity here. They're going to go on the road. They have very winnable games coming up, and we'll see. But, you know, Houston's really stunned me because I didn't see this, you know, and I think I may have even said this on your show. Like, the thing about the Lakers, and the Lakers have won some games, so they're in a good spot. But with the Lakers and the Warriors, I felt like there was a basement. There was a floor that they couldn't drop beneath, and we knew who our 10 teams were. And then all of a sudden, Houston comes out of nowhere, and they've won 8 in a row. It's not – the Warriors are doing what they've done all year. They lose bad games. They win good games. But they're just all over the place. What we didn't see coming was Houston winning 8 straight, taking advantage of some of these bad losses by the Warriors.
Jared, what is your confidence level if the Warriors or Lakers get out of the play-in? And let's say that if that team, because they're probably going to play each other in the 9-10, so one will eliminate the other, if they can avoid the Nuggets, if the Nuggets somehow don't finish as the one seed, what is your confidence level that either of those teams, L.A. or Golden State, can reclaim some form in the playoffs and make a run of any kind?
Yeah, it wouldn't be great, but to your point, if the Lakers or the Warriors match up with the Thunder or the Timberwolves, particularly the Timberwolves, who I don't know, even if they have all of their personnel, even if they're going to be healthy, even if they're going to be whole, even if they have everybody because of Karl Anthony Towns may rush back. Confidence level is not high, but I still, if I'm the Thunder or Timberwolves, I'm praying that I don't see the Lakers or Warriors in the first round, right? Like, obviously, to your point, if it's the Nuggets, who cares? The Nuggets are steamboating whoever they play. So I don't feel good about the Thunder or Timberwolves in that position.
Let me run a bet by you. Have we talked about this $1,000 NBA bet I have with my co-host colleague over on the podcast I do? I don't think we have.
Well, we have not talked about it, but there's a stipulation. If I help you, I get a percentage of the winnings.
If you want to get in on the bet either way, I think probably John Gonzalez, who is my co-host over at CBS Sports, will agree. So this happened 3 weeks ago. A lot has changed, and neither of us feel good about our bet anymore. Basically, he has the Timberwolves, okay? And it has to happen in the first round. And I have the Suns, the Lakers, or the Warriors if they play the Timberwolves in the first round for a $1,000 dinner.
And one of those three teams just has to beat the Timberwolves.
Just has to beat the Timberwolves. So the Timberwolves have to play one of those three teams in the first round, and I am not on the Timberwolves. Yeah, so I feel really good about it, but everybody's making fun of me on the podcast that I got suckered. I feel pretty good about it.
I don't know if I'd bet $1,000 on this. I'm a little frugal, but I'm with you. Like, I'd make a $100 bet on that.
What I really need is the Suns to fall into the play-in and the Timberwolves to stay in three, or the Timberwolves to get to, right? Just so the bet doesn't happen. And then I feel like to your point, I'm a Timberwolves. So look, I'm the Timberwolves and the Thunder long-term, very bullish on Oklahoma City. Very bullish on Anthony Edwards. So, like, obviously, I think the Timberwolves are going to be good in the years ahead. I just, for a variety of reasons, mostly inexperience in the playoffs and youth, and for Oklahoma City size as well, I think it's interesting. I think the second and third best teams by record in the West, for me, Jared, are not legitimate title contenders this year. Do you agree with that, or am I missing something?
No, I think you're 100% right. I think in the NBA we've learned in particular that in order to go from mediocre to good and then good to great takes time, and that's really hard to do, and usually teams need to taste defeat before they learn how to win. I will say this, I'm much more bullish on the long-term future of the Thunder than I am on the Timberwolves, and this may be getting a little bit too far into the weeds, but the salary cap situation for the Timberwolves is hellish, and I got to say, if they don't prove that they can be a title contender this year, like if they lose in the first round this year, I can see a scenario, a very likely scenario, where the Timberwolves roster looks significantly different next year because of the amount of money they've committed to their top three players. If ownership doesn't feel like these guys can win, and it may not be fair to pin it on this year, particularly with an injury to Karl Anthony Towns, but that may be the excuse they're looking for to get out from underneath these massive salaries they're about to commit to Anthony Edwards, Karl Anthony Towns, and Rudy Gobert for the long term.
Jared Greenberg, I'm going to be writing on this tomorrow, so I've been diving into this, and I'm curious your take. As you know, a lot of NBA GM coaches will take 20 to 25 games at the start of a season to sort of evaluate their team and get what they feel is a legitimate sample size to know who they are. Doc Rivers coached the Bucks for the 25th time yesterday in a very nice win against the Thunder team that we are talking about. If you go since the All-Star game, you sort of dive into the numbers, it's pretty impressive what they've done. If you go over the course of the entire 25 games, they're not as impressive as when Adrian Griffin statistically coached them, although asterisk Chris Middleton missed a lot of the games for Doc. What is your, you know, eye test or however you want to evaluate it, talking to people, you're at a lot of these games. What do you make of Doc Rivers' tenure, 25 games into coaching this would-be championship contender?
Yeah, I don't feel much better about them than I did when I had questions about Adrian Griffin leading this team. This has nothing to do with Doc Rivers. It's not an indictment on him or his coaching staff. I just feel like there's something that's in my gut when I watch this team that tells me that they're not meshing. And maybe they're missing pieces, but more than filling out the edges of what would be complementary pieces, it just feels like something's off with Lillard and Giannis.
It does, doesn't it? Just watching them.
And just did you see the games last week when Giannis missed two games with the hamstring injury? They lost to Boston, but narrowly. They had to come from behind and make it close. And then they beat the Brooklyn Nets, and Dame just looks like a different dude. Like, listen, I know Dame's got a lot going on, and I think people are poo-pooing that and saying, oh, get over it. You're making $40, $50 million a year, whatever. Like,
yeah,
it's life. It's hard to get over. But more importantly, not more importantly, but just focusing on the basketball aspect, Damian Lillard looks like a different basketball player when Giannis is on the court than when Giannis is not on the court. And that's weird. And I spoke to Doc Rivers about this right when Doc Rivers took the job. Doc said to me that he went up to Dame and said, listen, dude, like, the reason you're on this team is because of who you've been for all these years. We hear about Dame time and all this stuff. You're a future Hall of Famer. You're one of the 75 greatest players to ever play in this league. You've got to go and insert yourself, be assertive. And it feels like at times they just don't know when to pick and choose their spots. And if they're still figuring that out in the playoffs, I think they're going to be disappointed with another early round exit.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, they looked really good in that win without Giannis against Phoenix. And to your point, they played Boston really, I think they lost by two or three in the end, that Celtics game. Even when Giannis and Dame are on the floor together in fourth quarter situations of games they've won, they look a little discombobulated, right? They just, they totally look like they don't know how to play together still.
They don't at all. And it's a little mind boggling. And it felt like, you know, and maybe, listen, I don't want to push this to next year because there's a lot of pressure on this team to win this year, but maybe they do need a full summer and a training camp with a coaching staff that's going to be a little more proactive that says, this is how we're going to play. This in this situation is what we're going to do, because everything that I read from the tea leaves covering the Bucks with Adrian Griffin while he was there is it was a very much a situation where the players got empowered to play the way they wanted to play, and that led to a good record. But anybody who was watching was saying none of that is going to translate to postseason success. It looks good in the regular season. They won a bunch of games, but there was too much empowering and wrong decisions being made. And in the regular season, you can make a wrong decision and still win a game. In the playoffs, you make a wrong decision, you could lose a game and ultimately a playoff series.
Yeah, I talked to a GM the other day who made a – this is more about Luka and about Harden, but made a really interesting point that I'd never thought of, that – I should have, Jared Greenberg here on CBS Sports Radio, that the regular season is much more of a flow league in terms of how teams set up. They have things and actions they want to do, but it's not as choreographed as it becomes in the playoffs, which and he just – I mean, I knew this, but he talked in great detail about how games and matchups become entirely based on the tape, right? And that's why Eric Spoelstra has such an advantage. And that's why maybe – because we were having a talk about for something I'm working on about Luka, his usage rate, and just can it translate. This guy was skeptical that it will. And it got me thinking about the East, right? Because you've got – a Heat team where obviously there's a huge advantage, I think, once Eric Spoelstra has time to practice and time to look at the tape and build a game plan. But other than the Heat, who are sort of a known upset, sort of overachiever in the playoffs, it's all question marks. I mean, you've got a Sixers team that is wondering if Embiid's going to come back. I'm in on the Knicks if they're healthy. I really am. I think they're 15-2 with OG and Anobi, but are they going to be healthy, and what does it look like if Randle comes back? The Cavaliers have Donovan Mitchell question marks, and their offense isn't consistent enough even when he's there. The Magic keep winning. When you look at the East, do you see any real hurdles to Boston? Because I want to, and I don't.
No, and it almost like scares me that it feels like it's going to be a cakewalk. And it's also, you know, some of the one of the current Hall of Famers that I work with, I should say, made this great point. Like, think about there's always changes. Things always happen along the path here. But if we just play this out, like what you're talking about what a cakewalk it should be for Boston and what a gauntlet it's going to be for whoever comes out of the West,
yeah,
how much of an advantage does that give Boston in the NBA Finals that this team is going to be absolutely exhausted from the West coming into the NBA Finals, and the Celtics are going to feel refreshed, right? Like, so I agree with you. There's five probably teams that if you told me were matching up against the Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals, I'd be like, yeah, okay, that makes sense. None of those five would surprise me. None of those five stand out as the favorite. I'm with you on the Knicks, like, but I'm really like, if Randle comes back, like, they need as good as Jalen Brunson has been, and as much as OG Anunoby has meant to them, assuming he comes back with his elbow, and even right. if Mitchell Robinson comes back, like, they need Randle as an offensive force. And I just don't know, for a guy who's been out since January 27th, if he's going to be able to supply that type of rhythm and flow. Look how long it took him to come back at the beginning of the season from his surgery he had in the offseason. Now, granted, that was a lower leg injury as opposed to a shoulder, but still, I just don't know how much in shape he's going to be, how rhythm, the flow. I'm worried about all these teams, man.
Jared Greenberg, NBA on TNT, NBA TV, which, by the way, is hard to say back-to-back. It shouldn't be, but yeah. I have to really slow down. I think I said TNT NBA earlier. It was impressive. We're going to run a little long here, but I want to ask you this question, and Tom, my producer, can deal with it because that's the way that this dynamic works sometimes. You brought up the gauntlet in the West, right? And you were talking present tense, and you're right in the playoffs. But another guy that I talked to, an executive, pointed out, and again, you know how it is when these guys who do this for a living talk you through this stuff. Even if you know it, it's illuminating to hear it from somebody who runs or nearly runs an NBA team, pointed out their view, but I think it's right, that every team in the West is trending in the right direction or has Steph and LeBron, right? Except for one. And he said that the Portland Trailblazers, his view, are a mess. But the Spurs have Wemby. You've got to think they're going to be better in the years ahead. The Grizzlies are going to get everybody back. You got to think Danny Ainge is going to figure things out in Utah. And the Rockets are playing really, really well. The West is going to be brutal for years and years to come.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I have question marks about Sacramento. I wonder.
They're fun, though.
No, they go and lose in Washington the other night.
Yeah.
Like, The game they absolutely need, and they go and blow that. You can't do stuff like that. I love Minnesota today, especially if Karl Anthony Towns comes back and proves that he's healthy. I don't know if they're going to be sustainable in the long term with that salary structure, and I just wonder if when you're going to start to hear the rumors of. If they don't win, if they don't go really deep into the playoffs this year, like Western Conference Finals, and I'm not reporting this, I'm just throwing it out there as if this doesn't happen, will ownership have a knee-jerk reaction to the significant amount of money that's going to start to kick in next year when they have to pay Karl Anthony Towns $50 million a year?
Yeah. By the way, I would trade Cat. I would build around Ant in 12. So I think he's... This is not recency bias. I think he is a long-term stud, as is Jared Greenberg, who is doing one of the coolest things in terms of how you consume NBA content. It's NBA crunch time. It is on four times this week. The number of goals my kids scored this weekend. Look at that. I got that in. Four times. Watch the NBA's only whip-around show. It's exclusively on the NBA app. Tonight at 9 Eastern, Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. It is a great – Jared, it makes my day because it is It's the easiest way to follow all the games. I love the product. I'm glad you're doing it.
Thank you. I appreciate you. And now be kind to Tom. Apologize to Tom and tell him he's doing a great job.
I mean, I can apologize to Tom, but I never lie to Tom. So I will tell him he's doing a pretty good job. Jared Greenberg. Hey, buddy, thanks for making time early. It's early for us NBA people. Thanks for making time, pal.
Yeah. Hey, next time I come on, can you tell me about – You know, you tell me I spoke to all these sources. Can I guess who the people are that you spoke to? Could that be a game we play?
We can play it over beers. We can't play it on
not
the radio,
on
yeah.
Oh, okay. No, not, I think it would be fun. Like, guess who the source is.
It would be you know what? The day that I'm retiring,
yeah.
I still can't do it because it's unethical, but I'd like to. It would be fun. You win a prize. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.